gracious me!
All right, wedding party people, big respect! And massive congratulations to the nation's wicked and beautiful bride, Ritu. We are the Bungra Muffins, bringing it to you live and direct from the Penta Hotel in Osterley. And this one's going out to Ritu's Auntie Vina. Kick it!
Yeah, man, nice intro.
Yeah, I know, man. Listen, you checked out that new Jodeci CD yet?
Of course I checked it, man.
All right, man, if you checked it, what's it like then?
Well, it's like it's, it's massive, isn't it?
Man, you ain't checked it out, man.
I can't help it, man. My stereo's broken. I ain't checked it, man. I ain't checked it.
All right. What I'm saying is, right, is that you gotta check it, man, because it is massive.
Massive? I said that, man. I said it.
It ain't just massive. It's fierce as well, man.
Fierce? I was going to say that.
See, what it is, right, is like a fusion of traditional gangster rap sounds with a pseudo-junglist beat all mixed over a Eurotrot melody.
Wow, that's massive, man.
And fierce, man. Hey, what have you got there, man?
Nothing, man. It's just a CD, innit?
CD. What is it, man? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's pretty, massive.
Oh, sounds good, man. Let's check it.
Leave it, man.
What's wrong, man? I just want to check it.
Look, I've already checked it, man, and it's fine, all right? It's fierce.
Why won't you let me check your CD, man? What's wrong with you?
Because, man, it's like a very fresh vibe, and it's probably too massive for you, okay?
No vibe is too massive for me, man.
Well, this is, man. It's like a fusion, right? Of, like, super junglist melody with, like, a Belgian techno guitar mix.
Wow, man, give it here. Give it.
Hey, man.
Who's PJ and Duncan, man?
That's MC 900 foot PJ and Duncan, man. They're DJs, isn't it?
All right, yeah. Man, listen, you should bring that CD to Sanjay's tonight. You know, he's having a wicked party, innit?
I don't know, man.
Oh, come on, guy. Come to Sanjay's. It's going to be kicking, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a fusion of lemonade and peanuts with a massive Bombay mix.
I can't come, man. I just can't come, right?
Of course you can, man.
I can't come.
You'll never come to these things, man. Oh, come along.
I can't come because I've got my aunties, right?
Man, that is sad.
Because she's going to be cooking, man.
Yeah?
And it's going to be like a fusion of all my cousins with like massive loads of pakoras and like my mum and dad, like mixed in, innit?
Come on, man. Can I come?
Innit?
Hello, I want to...
Oi, kid up, Bargy. Thank you for ringing 0898 Took of the Foot Day, the first Desi adult pleasure line. Oh, naughty boy. We have our lovely dusky maidens waiting to tickle your chin and massage your tits with all the wonderful mysterious oils of the East. Are you ready for the malish, Papa G?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. Well, we have a choice of Sonia and Dinania for you to talk to. There's Parbinder Kaur, Harjit Kaur, Manbinder Kaur and Makhan Singh Bahadur. So who's going to be the lucky girl then?
I want to speak to Hardcore.
Hardcore? That's not one of the options, actually.
I don't care. I want Hardcore.
All right. Hang on a minute. I'll just put you through. Hello, Hardcore here. Oh, to see any day lagati meti weed kardariye.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm thinking about you, and it makes me want to oil my body.
Hey?
And then I want to take a bath with you. I would start by giving you a head massage.
Yeah, right.
And then I would kiss you all over, slowly scratching your back with my long fingernails.
Yeah, scratch. Out. Listen, I want the good stuff. What are you wearing?
Leather.
Oh, boring.
Black leather. Boring. Tight. All right, then actually I'm wearing a Punjabi suit.
Really? What exactly?
I'm wearing a big flowery salwar kameez.
How big?
Ooh, so big I have extra wide panels sewn into the flares. My dupatta is so long it drags on the floor. Whoa. From the back, I look like a fairy in a flowery tent. Is that big enough for you?
Yes, yes, yes. But is it poly cotton?
No. No, it's pure polyester. You know, the kind where you get static if you walk too fast.
Yes.
And I've got holdy stains down the front.
Oh my God, you've been cooking.
Of course. What else does a Punjabi woman do all day? I've been cooking all your favourite meals.
Rajma and rasmalai.
Yes, yes. All the foods you can't get in the shops and take at least 3 days to make.
3 days? Oh, God, yes.
And when I've been baking and basting and burning my fingers for hours, you'll come home late and all the food will be waiting on the table ready for you. Even though I've warmed it up 5 times already.
Oh, hang on. Can I invite my friends?
Oh, as many as you like, and all at the last minute without telling me.
Yes, don't stop.
And I'll clear up around you while you get drunk.
Oh, yes, and you will smile.
Oh, all the time. Even when I crawl into bed at 3 a.m. and you're fast asleep in your wife fronts and farting like a buffalo. And then I'll turn to you and
yes.
I'll sing you a lullaby and I'll sound just
yes,
like...
I'm there.
I'll sound just like your...
Oh, shit.
Punjabi sex line for the man who really loves his mother.
Good evening. Namaste, as we say in my country. Now, welcome to this first symposium on the higher consciousness transcendental tantric karmic, this thing. Tonight's lecture will be delivered by his most serene calmness, the Guru Maharishi Yogi, which is me. Hello. You know, many people in the West think that in my country, India, because of our religions, because of our history, because of, I don't know what, we are somehow more in touch with our spirituality, more at one with the forces of nature. Well, we are. So, well done to all those people who said that. And for those of you Thomases who are still doubting, when is the last time you saw someone in the West do this? And here it is back again. So today I am here to show you how you too can attain inner peace. Now some of you may be thinking, thanks buddy, but I got plenty inner peace. But there is one way you can find out for sure. Check your footwear. Go on, check it. Ah, they're not the footwear of a person with inner peace, Hannah. That's how you know. Now there are many ways of attaining inner peace. Some do it through poetry, some through dance, and some through animal impressions. Could I have a glass of water, please? Thank you. Anyway. But perhaps for beginners, the best way to start is by studying closely the ancient Vedic texts, which is what we will be doing today. So then, grip firmly the hem of my dhoti and accompany me on a journey of spiritual awakening. Let us read. Actually, let me read, you just listen. Of course, the Vedic texts are all written in Sanskrit, which I will translate as we go along. The first text is called The Satori of the Demon and the Mongoose, and tells of the moral dilemma faced by a young who has committed a terrible crime. Atta mrdangam nabaja. Unable to face his friends, the man is telling his mother of his crime. Ravi swatham na hijira, brushed latrine na java. It seems what he has done is that he has shot this man, and he has shot him in the head from a very close range with a pistol of some description. Now the text does not specify a particular make or caliber, but I would interpret that it is a small gun, possibly a .22 or a Saturday night special. And now, for the actual words spoken by the troubled man to his mother. Mata, o mata na rage, shane Amitabh Bachchan. This means, Mama, I've just killed a man.
Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, his life had just begun. But now I've gone and blown it all away.
Friday night. A Burnie Inn in downtown Bombay. Just after the pubs have shut.
Oh, I'm totally off my face. How come every Friday night we end up in the Burnie Inn?
Because that's what you do, innit? You go out, you get tanked up on lassis, and you go for an English.
And anyway, I love English food here.
Yeah. Get off. You just fancy the waiter, innit?
Hey, shut up. He's coming.
Okay, here we go. All right, mate. we're ready to order now. What?
Oh, God. He's all right, this waiter. He's a mate, you know. I say, you're a mite, aren't you, James? James is my mite. What? James, yeah, that's what I said, goddammit.
Oh, hasn't he got lovely pale skin here? It's really nice and pasty, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what they say about white men, oh, don't you?
Right. What are we having?
Right, James. First up, we'll have, 10, 12?
No, 12.
Okay, yeah, all right. 12 bread rolls. And also, bring us a dish of that, what's that?
I don't know.
It's butter.
Yeah, butter as well, huh? Okay, main course, what's everyone want?
What is the blandest thing on the menu?
Nice one.
Camp pie, is it? And that's totally tasteless, yeah? Right, I'll have that. And give me plenty of that ketchup.
Yeah, well, I'll have the same as him, right? But I'll have a brown cocktail with it.
We'll be back in the morning.
What are you having, Nina?
Could I just have the chicken curry?
Nina,
come on. It's an English restaurant. You got to have something English. No spices, shices.
Oh, Nitin, you know, I don't like it too bland.
Well, have something that is just a bit bland.
Yeah.
Hey, James. What have you got that is not totally tasteless? Yeah? Yeah? There you go. Steak and kidney pea. Have that, Nina?
No. You know what it does to me? It blocks me right up. I won't go to the toilet for a week, yeah.
Exactly, yaar. That's the point of having an English, isn't it?
Shut up. What are you having, Mira?
Oh, God. I can't decide, right, between the steak and kidney pea. Oh, the codi morne.
And I'll tell you what, you have the pea, I'll have the cod, and we can mix and match.
Okay, yeah. I think that's the way you're supposed to eat this sort of food anyway, isn't it?
Okay. So that's two scam pies, one codi morne, and a steak and kidli pea.
Yeah.
Achha, chips?
Four chips.
Four.
So that would be 24 plates of chips. What?
What do you mean? Too much food. Who asked you?
Just bring us the bloody food or I'll do a Mooney.
Nice wedding, Hina.
Well, you must be enjoying it.
Me? No. I'm just smiling because the video man is coming this way. Well, of course, this isn't the best wedding I've ever been to.
No. I've been to much better weddings than this. Generally at the Oberoi with Satyajit Ray, no less, doing the video.
Achcha. You're right, of course. This is nothing compared to the shadis I've been to. In fact, this is the worst damn wedding I've ever attended.
So I haven't seen your son here. Is he not interested in his family anymore?
Actually, his uncle phoned from India this morning to say he is going to hospital for operation. And my son took the first plane out there immediately just to be at his bedside. He was crying all the way, bichara. And where is your son?
Well, my son is on a plane to Canada to visit his auntie in Toronto, who just has a slight headache. He spent the entire flight beating himself with a stick. He went first class.
Of course, first class. My son always travels first class. And he is paying for his uncle's operation. But then again, he has so much money.
How much?
Mujhe kya pate? His bank account is in Jersey.
Of course, Jersey. But my son's bank account had to be moved from Jersey to a bigger island. That's how well my son is doing.
Achha, achha. Well, let me tell you how well my son is doing. As soon as he is finished operating on his uncle, he is going to number 10 Downing Street, jahan John Major rehta hai, to receive Businessman of the Year award.
Yeah, well, as soon as my son has finished comforting his auntie in Toronto, he's flying to Washington, where he's attending a banquet in his honor at the White House, jahan Bill Clinton rehta hai, before going to United Nations building in New York, jahan usse Nobel Peace Prize milega.
Yes. Well, how big is his danda?
माया न तृप्ति नृत्य बिन बिजली ओसाका ओसाका टोकियो ना बदली. And so he is asking him straight to his face, Scaramouche, oh Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? And before he can reply, monsoons arrive, thunderbolts and lightning is very, very frightening. Our hero is caught in the rain, and so he calls to his driver to fetch his car and give him an ice cream. A gari lao, gari lao, gari lao magnifico.
Lena, what?
Hey, good wedding, huh?
Yeah, whatever. Listen, I've got to tell you something.
Wait, you've met a man, right?
No, Nina, not a man. The man.
Wow.
He is perfect.
Oh, he's English, right?
No.
American?
No.
Canadian?
No.
French?
No.
Black guy?
No. Nina, he's Asian.
You've met the perfect guy and he's Asian?
Yes! His name's Dave. And not Dive to his mates or Binky to his aunties. Just Dave.
Wait. There's got to be a catch. He's 4'2" with a Mexican mustache and a polyester tank top.
He's 6'2" and he only wears Paul Smith.
But he's an accountant.
No.
Doctor?
No.
Lawyer?
Uh-huh.
Engineer?
No.
Oh, God, he's not an import-export, is he?
He's a trained graphic artist with his own creative agency.
Right, he's got to be a sexist pig.
No, listen. I went round there last week, right? So we have a candlelit dinner at which he cooked himself. Soft music, wine, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he did all the washing up.
No.
And he wiped down the surfaces afterwards.
No.
And before I knew what was happening, right? I'm getting a bit hot. He sorted out a pile of washing into whites and coloureds. Put a load into the machine with some fabric conditioner. And then right there in front of me, he ironed a shirt.
Oh, my God. So then you did it, right?
Oh, yeah, we did it, yeah. But get this. You know, before we,
yeah.
He actually...
Oh,
no.
Mm-hmm. He did that to you?
Oh, yeah. He even knew where it was.
Oh, my God.
Of course, in the morning, you know, I thought he'd kick me out of bed and tell me about Bina or Rina, who he's just been engaged to for 8 years, you know. But no. He said, get this, I just want you to know I really respect an Asian woman who is truly in charge of her sexuality. And when can I see you again?
And has he met your parents?
Yeah, last night, yeah. Oh. And the most amazing thing is, right, my mother thinks he's absolutely perfect.
Chuck him.
This temple, it's like massive, man.
It is fierce, man.
It makes you think, innit? It makes you think, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, that is like the eternal question, isn't it? What are we doing here on this earth?
No, man. I mean, like, what are we doing here, man?
It's Diwali, isn't it?
Yeah, right. What are you talking about, man?
Diwali is a festival You know what a festival is, man.
I know what a festival is, man. I ain't a fool. You mean like Glastonbury, innit?
Bit like Glastonbury, yeah. But instead of bands, yeah, you get gods.
Cool, man. So who's headlining this one, then?
Well, it's like Rama or Krishna. One of them, man.
All right.
You see that statue, man?
Yeah.
That is Krishna. He is massive, man.
Wow,
he
man.
Is fierce.
He is purple, man. Who's that guy next to Krishna, man? The one with the big nose?
Oh, shut up, man. That ain't no guy. That is Ganesh, man.
What's his problem, man?
He ain't no problem. He is like a fusion of an elephant with some god mixed in underneath.
Cool, man. So, festival with gods. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, man. But it's not why we're here. Yeah. Our religion, right, is about the wheel of life, yeah? The eternal cycle. You're born, you live, you die, you get reincarnated and you start again, yeah?
No, man.
Reincarnation, man, is like being re-released in a new format.
Oh, right, now I'm with you, man. So, say I was like a 12-inch jungle dance track on vinyl, right, spinning on the eternal wheels of steel.
Yeah. Then the gods, right, they check your mix, right?
Yeah.
And if they find it holy and massive, right, they then re-release you as the CD, man.
Yes, man. What if they don't like jungle?
Then, man, you come back as a Wigfield tape, man. In a car boot sale in Forest Gate, man.
I'm safe, man. So then what happens?
Right. So then the circle, right, keeps going round and round,
yeah?
Until your mix is, like, totally perfect.
Man.
Like the ultimate groove, right? Then you achieve the highest, most massive level of enlightenment.
Wow, CD-ROM. That is pretty deep, man.
It is the answer to the eternal question of why we are here, man.
No, man.
Of course it is, man.
No, man, I still don't understand why I'm here, man.
Why not, man?
Well, because I'm a Muslim, innit?
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinda Gir, Nitin Soni, Neera Sayal and Nina Wadia, and written by Sardana and Pinto and the cast. The script editor was Sharat Sardana, and the producers were Gareth Edwards and Anil Gupta.
Aarti ya Gayatri, kabhi na jana patri. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me. But what I hear you cry of the mongoose? Well, the answer to this question lies in our next text, which begins thus. Bhago me bahar, jana so far. Aap jaiye cycle per hamare paas hai car. Swaha. It was in the jungle, the mighty jungle. The lion sleeps tonight. Awimbawe, awimbawe.